Kati sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Amachono bakwethu olambulela ngenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngolesithathu mhlaka 21 enhlangula 2023 nguPraxedes Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Namhla ngizofala amaphepha ami kwi-nomination court okuvele kumele kwenziwe xa kuthi umuntu uzafuna ukuthi angene kukhetho. Abantu bangimelele nje ukuthi ngizosebenza nabo. Yindawo esalele emuva kakhulu efuna i-development. Mina vele ngumuntu we-development. Vele sengiqalisile ukuthi imigwaqo, ukuthi amanzi, ukuthi amagetsi nokunye okunjalo. Wi-Fi laba i-special for youth ukuthi kube ne-digital connect.
Bekuyisiphithiphithi yemithethondaba yokubhalisa labo abafisa ukuncintisa kukhetho lwalonyaka bemele amabandla abo ezombusazwe uma nomination courts ezabelweni zonke zelizwe.
Indaba ye-nomination fee isuke yasiphambanisa thina njengebandla ngoba besilokhu sile themba lokuthi bazayehlisa ama-fees but bagcina befika ku-stage sokuthi besitshele sokusela amalanga amalutshwane ukuthi baqhubeka nge-$1,000.
Abebandla LMRP labo benelisile ukuthi babhalise amalunga abo azancindisa ukukhetho lwalonyaka ku-nomination court kubulawayo. Ngesikhathi umhlaba wonke unanza usuku lwe-Refugee Day izolo, abeZimbabwe kwelebutsana bakhiphe imizwa etshiyeneyo ngokuhlala kwabo elizweni elingumakhelwane. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Bekuyisiphithiphithi emithethondaba yokubhalisa labo abafisa ukuncintisa kukhetho lwalonyaka bemele amabandla abo ezombusazwe kuma-nomination courts endaweni ezitshiyeneyo zelizwe. Abantu bedlula abalishumi babikwa bebhalisile namhlanje befuna ukuncintisa kukhetho lokudinga umongameli welizwe. Kodwa kubika kube lokuxokozela ezigabeni ezijiyeneyo zelizwe lapho kubhalisa labo abafuna ukuncintisa ukuba ngamalunga edale lephalamende okugcine kubangela ubana abanye bakhethe ukubhalisa bezimele bengela mabandla ezombusazo abawameleyo. Kubika uEzra Jesus Banda weStudio 7 ekobulawayo.
Abafuna ukumela amabandla abezombusazwe babuye ngobuningi obulawayo ukuzofaka amaphepha lembadalo yokuthi benelise ukuncintisa kukhetho lwama-harmonized elections olwenziwa mhlaka 23 Ncwabakazi. Umphathintambo wezemali uProfessor Mthuli Ncube yena ufake amaphepha akhe emele ibandla le-ZANU-PF elokitshini le-Court Park kobulawayo.
Namhla ngizofala amaphepha ami kwi-nomination court okuvele kumele kwenziwe xa kuthi umuntu uzafuna ukuthi angene kukhetho. Abantu bangimelele nje ukuthi ngizosebenza nabo. Yindawo esalele emuva kakhulu efuna i-development. Mina vele ngumuntu we-development. Vele sengiqalisile ukuthi imigwaqo, ukuthi amanzi, ukuthi amagetsi nokunye okunjalo. Wi-Fi laba i-special for youth ukuthi kube ne-digital connectivity.
Bekukhangelelwa ukuthi Ncube uzancintisana no-Dr. Thokozani Khuphe we-Citizen Coalition for Change. Kodwa sizancintisana nosakhulayo uMnumzana Phasa Sibanda we-Court Park.
Nxa sisuka lapha amaphepha esengenile akusamiwa sesingene egrawundi sigijima sokukhankaswa i-Court Park isiphendu ngekhaya. Ngazalelwa ngakhulela e-Court Park so ngiyakwazi ufunakalayo njalo ngiwumfana omncane osakwanisa ukugijima.
Ibandla lezaphulalo liyancindisa kulolu khetho. Umnumzana Andrew Ndlovu ufuna ukumela inkulumane uchaza kabanzi ukuthi kungani ibandla lakhe lingancindisi kumongameli.
Isizathu silula nje ukuthi zona lama-fees vele ama-20,000 kuvele kunokuyana for 1,000 to 20,000 akula ratio calculation lapho. So these izinto ezinye ezikhanya zivele ziyimigoqo yokuthi izaphu ibisifaka ama-MPs lama-councillors.
Umnumzana Trust Mkhonazi ngwenzaphu njalo ofuna kumela iphumula yena besebotshiwe eqeda ufaka amaphepha akhe.
Ngithe ngiqeda ukufaka amaphepha waso nasesiyahlala phansi sisalinde i-process yabo. Wazoswa lo jaha omunye ohlala eceleni kwami lapha. Ngasengithika ngiphi i-contacts zakhe. Wasebhala i-contacts zakhe ephepheni. Mina ngasenginyekezela ukuthi ngitrust ngitrust umkhwananzi ngisenze ukuthi mase ngimfonela yinto engabotshwa
obemela entumbane edalela ephalamende umnumzana dikilizwe chuma we-triple c uthiwe ngaphandle kodwa ugcine faka amaphepha akhe ezimele yedwa independent candidate
i-election eziwe entumbane hall ngababhuqa bonke ngikuthi ngigift panda prince dube labo bonke ababekhona surprisingly I've been omitted from the final contestant. I was disqualified on the last minute. I received my disqualification on the 11th hour on a Friday at 11 p.m. If we fail to fight for ourselves, then we are allowing the system to be paralyzed.
Ukoko Sanelisiwe Chuma obefakwe ukuthi amele i-Triple C njengosenator kodwa bamvimba abanye bakhe ukuthi angene uzonde okwamagama.
This is my chance kade mfanele ngibe layo mina ukuthi lami 5 years zona lezi iparty la ilingi-recognize njengomuntu ukuthi khona bala bantu abadala labo. Ingazani izanu ngale izalukazi zigcwele khona ngale bayazinanzelela kanti mina engananzanga njani
ozamela imakhandeni kukhetho luzamnumzana Decent Bhatila uthi i-Triple C yimuli ucela ukuthi babambane
into esiyikhangeleyo ukuthi sibe lo president olohlonzi njengobana silayo ubaba uNelson Jamisa njalo sithi senza njalo enelise ukuthi uza kuba le cabinet nxa sesingenile sesisembusweni wonke umuntu uza kuba lakho aza kwenza akula muntu ovalelwa phandle ngokunjalo akekho umuntu owinileyo akekho umuntu odliweyo sonke singamalunge bakhe
usenjalo abanye abebandla le-Triple C kusenet lakupiara amaphepha abo bengavunyelwanga ukuthi afakwe kodwa kuthiwa aphuzile bekungakhanyi ukuthi azathiwani singabuyike emoyeni amasingo eben kubikwa kulokuphoselana aqatha phakathi kwabasekela umeya walelo dolobho webandla le-Triple C umnumzana Colin Mabokhe labasekela igqwetha elilwela amalungelo oluntu umnumzana Martin Ngureri webandla linye ongiyo losekelo lwebandla ukuthi ancintise elimele Mabokhe ucine ekhetha ukuncintisa ezimele ethi noyi abasekeli be-ZANU PF babikwa labo beke bahluphana sebefuna ukuvimba abanye abakhethwa libandla besithi kababafuni idala le-nomination court lihlale ezigabeni zonke zelizwe namhlanje okwamanje akwaziwa ukuthi izozala nkomoni njengoba kulabaningi abakade belokhu bengakenelisi indingeko zonke zokubhalisa besabhekane lobunzima obugoqela kusilela kwembadalo lokunye ngiba nesitho 7 nikobulawayo igama lami ngu-Ezra Jesus Banda
Lokhu sisedabeni lunye ole-nominations court abebandla ele-MRP lapho labo benelisile ukubana babhalise amalunga abo azancintisa kukhetho lwalonyaka. U-Anastasia Ndlovu we-Studio 7 ubelethuba lokuxoxa nobhala obona ngokwethula kwemibiko kuleli bandla uMnumzana Mbonisi Gumbo ochasisa ukuthi bakuhambise njani namhlanje.
Ibizwe lami ngingumbonisi Gumbo oyemthwakazi Republic Party lapha size ukuzoncedisa ama-comrade wethu ukuthi angene as candidate for ama-councillors kobulawayo.
Magistrate ngale lihambe njani kuma-MP?
Indaba ye-nomination fee isuke yasiphambanisa thina njengebandla ngoba besilokhu sile themba lokuthi bazayehlisa ama-fees. But bagcina befika kusteji sokuthi besitshele sokusela amalanga amalutshwane ukuthi baqhubeka nge-$1,000 esuke yasikhama njengebandla elingela funding kwezinye indawo sifandwa ngama-members ethu so kusuke kwasehlula ukuthi sifilde ama-MPs amaningi kodwa sifakile abalutshwane emat south nabalutshwane futhi emat north lakobulawayo so sizobakwazi kusasa kumbe ebusuku namhlanje ukuthi abaphumeleleyo bangaka ama-councillors ukuthi lama-MPs mangaka aphumeleleyo
lithini ngokuswelakala kwamabizo abantu ku-voters roll
yinto esiyethusa kakhulu sikhuluma nje kule 3 ama-candidates ethu lapha kobulawayo aseke yabiselwa endlini ukuthi bayodinga ama-nominators ngoba ama-nominators ade bawafakile kuthiwa kabonakali ku-voters roll kodwa thina besile siqiniselo sokuthi ngama-registered voters so omunye ushota nge-2 omunye ubeshota nge-1 so sebehambile ukuthi bayelungisa bephenduke njalo futhi ngapha ku-nomination court yinto esidanisa kakhulu eyenza ukuthi singabi lesiqiniseko sokuthi ukhetho lolu luzabe lu-free and fair August 23.
Yiwini elikukhangeleleyo kusukela namuhla kusiyafika ilanga lokhetho lalapho sokumenyezela ukhetho? impumela yokhetho
into esikhangelele ukuthi kusukela namhlanje imedia ivuleke isinikeze lathi amathuba ukuthi sikhulume lokuthi sikampeni basipublicize labo into esigayelele ukuthi amapolisa engahluphi abantu bakithi engahluphi amacandidates wethu engahluphi amaparty officials ngamaclearance lawa abafuna abo 14 days labo 7 days sikhangelele ukuthi from now on ama candidates ethu akwazi ukungena through in fact akwazi ukukampaign ezindlini lokungena lapho kumele bangene khona bekhankasa bengahlutshwa ngamapolisa
impumelelo yokhetho lethini
naye ngiyinye yezinto esicabanga ukuthi iqhakatheke kakhulu for ama councillors lama MPs esikhangelela ukuthi kwenzakale according to the constitution yethu ethi khona ukhetho kumele ku-announce ama results within 5 days njalo sikhangelela ukuthi kungabi le violence njalo kungabi le intimidation from state security
lithini nje ngayo indlela ukhetho luhleleke ngayo oluka 2023
okwakhathesi in terms of nomination Isaac ayanga isithwalise nzima basitshela kusese lesikhathi bathi sibisa amaform and besilethile amaform abanye balethe 3 days back 4 days back so in terms of actual process ngapha angeke sikhale kangako kodwa iprocess eyiyo eqhakathekileyo ngecampaign yiyo esingala freedom khona ukuthi sikhulume labantu sikhankase sifake ama posters ethu senze imhlangano because amapolice abe siharasa every now and then
lobe kungumnumzana Mbonisi Gumbo unobhala obona ngokwethulwa kwemibiko ebandleni ele MRP Ngesikhathi umhlaba wonke unanza usuku ole World Refugee Day izolo, abeZimbabwe kwele Botswana bakhiphe imizwa etshiyeneyo ngokuhlala kwabo elizweni elingumakhelwane. Kukanti ke abayiziphepheli bona bekhala ngokuthi ngabe bayakhitshwa ezinkambeni bafakwe emphakathini. Intetho lezindaba yeStudio 7 umqondisi Dube usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Noma nje sekusele ihlekana labeZimbabwe abayisiphephele abahlala enkambeni yeDukwi engaphandle kwedolobho leFrancistown kulokho kulabaningi abangaphandle abangena kuleli lizwe bezodinga ukuziphilisa. Abanye bathi noma nje kunzima ukuphila ngaphandle kwelizwe akufani lekhaya lapho amathuba omsebenzi kanye lawo umnotho esiya encipha. Umnumzana Faiton Sibanda wasuka eZimbabwe ngomnyaka ka 1999 uthi eBotswana kuyaphileka yenaso enelisa ukuvula ibhizimusi noma nje wafika ngumuntu owayesenza imisentshazanyana ama peace jobs.
Impilo lapha eBotswana njengoba sitshiyeni nendlela esiphila ngazo sitshiyeni thina eziku-construction hhayi siyadobhadobha sivi imisebenzi siyayithola ngikhulumela esayidini yami mina ngiyayidobhadobha sivi eminye imisebenzi hamba kuni i-reputation yakho injani uthi uphila njani labantu ungaphuma umsebenzi wenza kanjani wenza kahle kumbe usuthi ungaboni imali ubusunyamalala
uthi ngitsho la kwezinye inhlangothi ezifana lemsebenzi ezandla lokho yamathuba ekhona kwabeZimbabwe
sebenza amathuba emisebenzi maningi ngokwesikhathi sezulu abacenti ntaba zokwenza vele imningi kakhulu labafuna ukuthi umsebenzi usebenze emasimini lezinkomeni umningi kakhulu uyatholakala ohlabela ama-advert anibe badinga abantu abanjengalabo ye kuyatholakala sibi umsebenzi ukhona ekuphileni moya kuphile kangcono sibili amangabani yaphile kangcono abantu bonke abasuke ekhabesa lapha mbona balutshwane umuntu angasefuna ubuyeleka ngoba basedubeke kakhulu
unkosikazi Sindiso Sibanda yena usebenza njengomphathisikolo eHabroni uthi la mathuba abomama abaphume bangena kwele Botswana akhona
ngombono wami omama labobaba abaselizweni leBotswana balama opportunities alinganayo sokusiya nje ngomuntu ukuthi umuntu yena uzimisele kangakanani kulokho akufunayo nxa uzimisele njalo ukhuthele usebenza kakhulu uyaphumelela konke okwenzayo okungaba yidisadvantage kungaba kubomama ekuthini ezikhathini eziningi abantu abangomama bakhangelelwa phansi njalo kulalokho esikubiza sithi yi-GBV, gender based violence.
Ngesikhathi kunanzwa ilanga lesiphepheli izolo eDukwi, oZimbabwe bekhuluma emele isiphepheli unkosazana Patience Dakaona, ucele uhulumende weBotswana ukuthi abakhulule baphume enkambeni bangene bayihlala emphakathini labo.
Iningi leziphepheli ngelivela emazweni elingasoke libuyele khona. Isifiso sethu ukuthi uhulumende angezelele inani leziphepheli elingeniswa kumphakathi.
Ngokunjalo obemele inhlanganiso yesiphepheli umhlaba wonke jikelele e-United Nations High Commission for Refugees, uMnumzana Igor Siyabhanu, ulandule imbiko ethi abeZimbabwe ababehlala enkambeni yeDukwi babuyiselwa ekhaya ngokubanjwa ngamandla.
I think it was a good movement and good repatriation, and I'm hearing that some Zimbabwe...
Ngokubona kwami babuyiselwa ekhaya kuhle. Ngizwa kule mbiko ethi abanye babo sebaphenduka bezodinga imisebenzi lamanye amathuba okuziphilisa kwele Botswana.
Noma nje inombolo zitshengisa ukuthi kusele isiphepheli zeZimbabwe ezingaphansi kwamashumi amabili enkambini yeDukwi, ababuya bezophephela izathu zombusazwe kule nkulungwane lenkulungwane zabanye abahlala phandle bona bangena bezodinga amathuba okuziphilisa. Labo abangabalelwa ukuthi yisiphepheli zokuhlukuluzwa ngumnotho welizwe langokuswelakala kwendlela zokunakekela ababizwa ngesiNgisi ukuthi ngama-economic refugees. Inombolo zogatsha lukahulumende weZimbabwe olwezim states ziveza ukuthi kulabe Zimbabwe abaphose befike inkulungwane ezingamashumi amahlanu, i-48,000 abangena kwele Botswana kusukela ngomnyaka ka-2012. Ngingumqondisi Dube oyindaba ze-Studio 7, ngisabron kwele Botswana.
Kwezivela kwamanye amazwe, indodana kamongameli Joe Biden welemelika uHunter usevumelene labatshutshisa ukuthi uzavuma amacala amathathu awetheswayo aphathelane lokungahlawuli imithelo yakhe nemfanelo kanye lokuba lombhobho yena esebenzisa izidakamizwa. Umsakazi weVoice of America uthi uHunter uzavuma amacala amabili awokwehluleka ukubhadala imithelo eye-federal tax ngomnyaka 2017 lango-2018. Icala lezidakamizwa lona lisukela ekuthini ngo-2018 uHunter wathenga umbhobho waqamba amanga kwababamthengiselayo esithi akasebenzisi izidakamizwa kodwa esazi mhlophe ukubana wayesebenzisa i-cocaine. UHunter yena oleminyaka yokuzalwa engamashumi amahlanu lantathu 53 ubikwa engasoze yapike kodwa ulakho kujeziswa phansi kohlelo oleprobation lokumfakela imigoqo yokuthi phakathi kweminyaka ethize kumele aziphathe kuhle engadali amacala. Esigabeni sethu lapho esiphatha okumayelana labadabuka eZimbabwe asebehlala kwamanye amazwe, namhlanje uGibbs Dube uxoxa lomnumzana Joyo Busani Masuku ohlala kwele South Africa.
Nangise South Africa endaweni yase Cresta.
Uye kunjani eCresta kona?
Hayi engakusho ukuthi ku right khona, but niyazi baba there's nothing sweeter than home.
Yebo,
njalo nje nokuhlalela evalweni ngalezi zinto ezenzakalayo boma deep sluth ePitoli into efana naleyo, so isenza ukuthi nanxa sisebenza sigcine sisebenza ngetrauma into efana naleyo.
Ngokugcina kusuka buhlungu ukuthi usebenze khona.
Yebo, ngoba awukwazi okulandelayo ngoba usungathulele ngasemalokishini thola ukuthi umuntu akungenela asithi ngipoyisa, thola ukuthi akuloni ipoyisa nje umuntu nje ufuna ukuzokureyida kuthathe into zakho.
Ye, so singathi wena kuyini okwakususa ekhaya waze wafika khona ngapho nxa wasiyela amafutshane?
Mina okwangisusa ekhaya ukuthi ngingubaba ngineminyaka ewu-36 ngineyngane ey'ntathu zamantombazane eziyukuthi zidinga ukuthi ngizikhulise ngizibone zisiba nekusasa elihle nazo. Ngisenabazali umama nobaba sebegugile, umama nawo una-67 and then ubaba naye ulanda naye 78 khona lapho. So okuwukuthi I'm a breadwinner mina ngakithi, okuthi wonke umuntu usuke ebhekele mina ukuthi ngifake ukudla etafuleni. ukuthi abantwana bami mina bahlala koBulawayo, so ngiyenza show ukuthi koBulawayo kufuze ngisende ukuthi bedle bebhadale i-rent bebhadale igezi, ngoba phela ugesi wakoBulawayo kusilo wethu lo esiwuthubhela lapha ebalokishini. Na nasekhaya kunjalo, ngiyenza show ukuthi ubaba naye ithole okokuthi elusise umfana wenkomo, naye bekwazi ukugayisa ma kurholwa befuna la amadola wabo, bekwazi nabo ukubhadala. So I always make sure ukuthi ngiyathumezela ekhaya. So yiyo le nto yangenza ukuthi ngisuke ngizosebenza la nje. Ngiyaqinisela ukuhlala la kulele kwelasemzansi ngoba angina another option.
Hey, kulobuzima mfowethu, manje-ke kuphele kanjani, njalo usebenza umsebenzi onjani wabo?
Ngisesikolweni kahle kahle okuthiwa yinot High school, yilapho engisebenza khona. Ngisebenza as a second estate manager lapho. Kodwa ngisebenzisa izandla zami lezi, yize zangenza ukuthi ngingene lapha nengqondo engaqinanga ukuthi I can weld nokukhuluma nomlungu. Umlungu ngathi ngicela ungenzele into so ngiyakwazi ukuthi ngiyenze leyo. So yiyo le nto yangenza ukuthi ngingene lapha ngize ngifike kulesi stage.
Unzima kanganani ngolaba masuku?
Ubunzima ohlangana nabo, weli bengakhuluma behind my back noma bethini, bangibize ngamagama, kodwa-ke angilandeli kakhulu because mina ngingakho lapho, ngiyazi ukuthi ngifuna ukuphila kuphele, yikho ngingakho lapho.
So singathi-ke nxa usukhangele sibili ukusebenza khonapho, kuyakubisela imadlana kumbe uthwele nzima sibili?
Imali khona yona, because imali enginayo ngiyakwazi ukuthi ngibhadale lokhu engiyabe ngifuna ukubhadala, like ma-funeral cover, ma-policy lawo, nokuthi nami ngidlale ama-stokvel namanye amadoda, nami ngikwazi ukuthi inkomo zami ezisekhaya umuntu ekwazi ukuzikhangela. So ngathi ngiyakwazi ukuphila ngale mali abanginikeza yona, because it's nearly boma 9,000. So ngathi khona kuyaphileka, noma nanxa incane kodwa kuyaphileka.
Ye, so abantwana bathini njalo kubabona nini sokutheni kumbe ulamaphepha lawo eZimbabwe exemption permit, uminjani kunapho?
Yebo, ngisebenzisa yona i-permit noma i-SARS, ngiyayibhadala yonke intela, ngiyayibhadala. Kodwa-ke kuba buhlungu kakhulu uma sivuze ngibona iy'ngane zami mangasazifonelanga ngala ama-video calls, akusekho okunye ukuthi uzibone, ngoba even na last le holiday bekhona angizange akwazi ukuthi ngiye ekhaya ngendlela yokuthi you never know, uzothi ma uhambile lena uyehluleka ukubuya futhi, uyabona. So yile nto eyangigcina ukuthi ngiyenza ukuthi ngiyehluleka nami ukuthi ngiyobona ifamily ekhaya. Kodwa njalo nje iminyaka yonke nginokuhamba phakathi nonyaka nangoDisemba, yilapho engithola khona isikhathi.
Umnumzana Joe Vusani Masuku ngodabuka eZimbabwe kodwa osehlala kwele South Africa. Limuzo ixoxa lapho lo Gibbs Dube weStudio 7 eseJohannesburg.
Ngesikhathi senguquko kungacaci kahle okwenzakala emhlabeni, esikuzwayo kungayisikho esikubonayo. Sidinga iqiniso. Sitshelwa izindaba ezingaphelelanga, silahlekelwe liqiniso. Ngesikhathi sohlupho, amaphupho ethu, ithemba nezifiso zekusasa enhle kwenzakala uma abezindaba bekhululekile. Kumsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela izindaba ezitholwa ngokuzinikela okuphezulu. Sixhumanisa abantu ngokubethulela iqiniso. Kumsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela okwenzakalayo njengoba kunjalo.
Inhlanganiso yentuthuko eyecholocho, indosakusa Cholocho Community Development Trust, ithi uhamba kuhle kakhulu umkhankaso wayo ukuthuthukisa ezempilakahle ezibhedlela lakumaklinika kanye lokufundisa izakamizi amakhono emisebenzi. Uthuso Kumalo uxoxa lamalunga ale inhlanganiso, iningi labo asebesebenzela kwele South Africa.
Ngobona ngokuqoqwa kwenhlelo zenhlanganiso ye-Indosakusa Cholocho Development Trust, uMnumzana Wiseman Ndlovu uthe leStudio 7 ukuthi uhlelo lwabo lolu lokuthuthukisa ezempilakahle ezibhedlela emaklinika balusungule ngemva kokubona ukuthi kunengikuselelayo okudingwa izigulane. Uthi ngemva kokuthola uluhlu lwezinto ezisilela esibhedlela seCholocho District Hospital, basebenzisane nenhlanganiso yemingcwabo eNtulula Burial Society bathenga ama wheelchair lama crashes okusetshenziswa izigulane ezilokunzima ohamba. Udakusikho kwakuqala ukupha uncedo kulesi sibhedlela njengoba phambilini bephe ama IV, ama blood pressure machines, ama ketene kanye lokupenda indlu yabomama asebenzelethile.
Asincedisanga kuphela iTholotho Hospital kuphela nje ukuthi yiyo imain lapho esifocus ekhona, kodwa sesike sancedisa la kwezinye indawo ezifana labo Chefunye, ezifana la khona ngale Madlamombe clinic, la kubo Phumula Hospital sesike safika khona. So sikhangelele ukuthi umsebenzi wokuncedisa ezempila kahle uye phambili.
Okhokhela esibhedlela seTholotsho uDokotela Mbonisi Nyati uthi izipho abazithole umhlanganiso ye-Indosakusa zizasiza kakhulu izigulane. Uthi isibhedlela lesi sinakakela abantu abafika izinkulungwane ezilikhulu lamathumi amathathu 130,000. Uthi okubatolisayo ukuthi akusikho kwakuqala inhlanganiso le ibapha izipho njalo bathemba akuzukuba ngokugcina. Isakhamuzi seTholotsho uMnumzana Zibusiso Sibanda odabuka eLuchu eseGimila uward 6 onguye njalo umsungulo wenhlanganiso yeTholotsho Youth Hub utshaye umpululu ngoxhaso abaluthola ezibhedlela.
Kuyinto enhle kakhulu eluncedo kithi njengomphakathi, ikakhulu thina abantu abatsha. Kuba lula ke kathesi ukuthi isibhedlela laphana senelisa ukunceda lokusiza abantu abaza bedinga usizo lwama-crashes lama-wheelchair.
Kodwa uMnumzana Wiseman Ndlovu uthi akupheleli lapho, uthi ngemva kokubona ukuthi iningi lezakhamizi kasebenzi kukanti intsha iphetha ngokubalekela kwele South Africa ukuyadinga imisebenzi, sebeqale ukwakha isikolo samakhono emsebenzi.
Ikholeji yethu iyikholeji ekhangelele ukufundisa abantu imisebenzi yezandla, ikakhulu imisebenzi enjengokulima, yokuthunga, yokufaka amasola, i-beekeeping or ngithi ukugcina inyosi. Yiyo ama-skills lawo esikhangelele ukuthi abantu bewafunde ngekholeji yethu. Ngikhuluma nje manje ikholeji yethu isemaduzane lokuthi iqalise ukuthi isebenze. Sisaqedisa nje ukuthenga i-material ye-irrigation because sifuna ukuqala nge-irrigation scheme laphana. Sibe siloke se-expanda siyenza okunye lokunye.
Isakamizi semathethaneni eTholotsho uNkosazana Sithembiso Ndlovu uthi uhlelo lwamakhono empilo lolu kufanele lukhange intsha yonke eTholotsho ukuthi ibe yingxenye ye-Indosakusa.
Le nto iyimpumelelo kubani nobani, nami engisakhula yize sengikhulile, laba abeza emva kwami nabantwana bami, ukuthi impilo zabo zithuthuke, zithuthukiswa yithi thina singabazali babo. Abantwana bethu esibazeleyo nabantwana babo abazobazala bazothola ikusasa labo ngayo le Indosakusa engayijoyinayo.
UMnumzana Wiseman Ndlovu uto kwamanje inhlanganiso yakhe idinga uxhaso lwemali nempahla ezingasetshenziswa ezibhedlela ngoba kusase kuningi okudingakalayo. Mele Studio 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa, Nguthuso Khumalo.
Ku-Live Talk namhlanje uhlelo lwethu sikhangela uhlala kwemithethandaba yokubhalisa abafisa ukuncintisa ukhetho lwalonyaka ama-nomination codes ezabelweni zonke zelizwe. Bonike isikhathi sethu basavuma ukuba siqhubekele phambili silokhe sisonke kulolu hlelo, kodwa ke sike ngaka kanye singakayehlukani wothi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela. Bekuyisiphithiphithi emthethondaba yokubhalisa labo abafisa ukuncintisa kukhetho lwalonyaka bemele amabandla abo ezombusazwe kuma-nominations codes ahlaleke ezabelweni zonke zelizwe. Silugqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo nguPraxedes Jeremiah. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.